Good morning and welcome to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour starring Gary Rossignol of RE/MAX Preferred Group. To be part of the program, dial 513-563-1480 to get your answers to questions about your home and property. That number again, 513-563-1480. Now, here's Gary.
Vincent Price once said, "There's something fascinating about seeing something you don't like at first, but directly know you will love in time." So today we will be discussing new things or things that have changed you may not like at first, but in time it will become the new normal, right? Sharing my Halloween show this morning is my co-host, like me, is not normal. Being a longtime veteran in the business takes a very different kind of person with special skills.
Yes.
Please welcome my friend and colleague, Director of Agent Development at RE/MAX Preferred Group. Her name is Leanne Sokolas.
Good morning.
Thank Good morning, you. Leanne. And you are not normal.
I mean, I'm far from it.
Folks, take a look at this young, beautiful lady. She is the paternal mother of...
Ten children. That's scary itself.
I bet Halloween was fun every year for you, right?
It was. It got to a point where I would just have a party at the house instead of taking them all out.
Finally, you just say, go. Get out of here. Just come home. Oh, my gosh. You are a special lady, Leanne. Thanks for coming down this morning. We're going to have fun this morning. As you notice on my opening, that was a little special music opening. We're going to have some fun. We're going to start off with the fun with my music trivia. This is my Halloween music trivia. It's for a $10 Starbucks or $10 gift card to Starbucks. Or you can get, and if you're watching on Facebook, LinkedIn, or X, I have my special Fresh Heat Ghost Pepper Spice Powder, freshly grown, prepared, bottled right in my own kitchen. It's pure stuff. If you like spicy, you're going to enjoy this. So you can have your choice. $10 gift card to Starbucks or a bottle of my Fresh Heat Ghost Pepper.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's $15 right there. So it's one or the other. I had somebody take me up on it 1 year, and she called me back a couple weeks later and says, I love that stuff.
Wow.
Put it on everything. So here you go, folks. This is for a $10 gift card to Starbucks. We've got two theme songs. Listen for the second one. Well, Dan, you want to run the first one? Okay, if you know the theme song to that TV show, which aired in 1955 to 1962, call 513-563-1480. We have a second. Why don't we run that one? There you go. That show aired from 1959 to 1964. 513-563-1480. If you know either one of those theme songs, call us. Tell Dan. If you happen to guess both of them, I'll throw in an extra $5 gift card to Starbucks. How about that?
Sounds good.
So there you got them. 513-563-1480. Call us with the names of those two theme songs and win yourself a $10 gift card to Starbucks. Or you can have a bottle of my Fresh Heat Ghost Pepper. So, that I put this on everything. Eggs, salads, sandwiches, chili.
All right.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right. Well, Leanne, I brought you in today because the real estate market, well, it's complicated. It's a changing, right?
Yeah, always, yes.
like the leaves on the trees are changing this time of year.
It's certainly not as pretty, but
so What do you say when somebody asks you, what's the real estate market like?
I say it's good. It's strong. People are buying and selling houses.
There you go. I have a really good answer. I say, you know what? Last month, the average sold price was $279,000 in the greater Cincinnati area.
That's good. That's great.
Yeah. We had the average days on the market's only 12.
Good.
I think the national average is around 20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So greater Cincinnati, like you said, the market's good.
Yep. Strong.
Markets change. People shift. And people keep buying and selling real estate. Always has, always will.
That's right.
That's what I always say. So are buyers getting spooked about the rising mortgage rates?
I think a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
especially the ones who got into the buying phase 2-3 years ago.
Yes.
They didn't know about 7% and 8% interest rates.
No, they didn't.
What was it like when you bought your first house? You've had a couple, haven't you?
Yeah. It was like 6.25. So it was even low then.
Yeah, that was.
Mm-hmm.
Our first house we bought, we assumed a VA mortgage at 10%.
Wow.
And we were in Fat City because interest rates were 12% and 14%.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be crying to me about 7% interest rates.
Right, no. No, in fact, I've seen numbers over the last, I think, 20 years. The average was like 7.75.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you average it out over mm-hmm. the last 20 years,
mm-hmm.
for real. So how do we portray that to our buyers that are complaining about, oh, I can't buy a house now?
Honestly, I think it's just this, they don't understand the numbers. They don't understand the numbers that this is what it's going to take you to get into the house. It's an investment. We can kind of reorganize it, refinance, a little bit later when rates are a little bit more attractive.
Mm-hmm. So. Do you buy into that saying that's a little catchphrase that's going around, marry the house, date the rate?
Not necessarily. I mean, I get what they're trying to say, but I don't think that's putting it right.
Yeah, my friend Phil Forbes, he's with Warsaw Federal. He'll be in here in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And yeah, he doesn't buy that either.
No,
he doesn't like that saying. Yeah. It's like giving some false hope to that the
exactly.
interest rates are going to come down. Well, if there are a lot of possibilities in getting a house, if you want to, like I said, Phil Forbes, he sent in this week, the 30-year fix with 20% down, and by the way, you have to have a 720 credit score to get that conventional, is 7.55%.
Yeah.
That's what he published this week. Now, there is a way to get a point off of that, and that's if you do his, and he'll explain this in a couple weeks, but he has a fix for the first 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 7-year 7.1 or whatever you call it, but after 7 years, then it'll go to what rates are.
Right.
And so, there are some possibilities there. By the way, the FHA is at 7.75. So it's just FHA and VA, they're right there with the 30-year fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But now, there's another friend of ours, and we'll just give him a little plug, Annie McGee.
Yes, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has a program where they will, I guess they'll partner with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that works?
I called him about this, yeah.
Okay, why don't you explain?
The 1% down, well, I probably don't know too much more than the flyer.
Yeah.
But, you can now buy with just 1% down. It's not necessarily reducing the rate, but it's reducing your money out of pocket.
Okay. I guess their company's partnering with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, to do
so
that.
They'll get you in the end somehow.
They
always
do.
They
all do. Yes, they all do.
And if you're thinking about buying and you're going to shop rates,
mm-hmm.
no matter where you go, they're all about the same.
Correct.
Because they get the money from the same place.
Exactly.
So there's no thrill with that. And then folks are scared about being in the Halloween season. They're scared about foreclosure is going to be happening, a repeat of 2007-2008.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
No, that's not going to happen. The market is definitely different. The people in the market are definitely different. That was the key indicator in that scenario, in that crash.
Yeah, yeah.
People were buying houses that really couldn't afford to buy houses.
Right. And today they're coming with a lot of cash. And
correct.
Sometimes all cash.
Yes, I'm very impressed by the number of cash buyers in the market.
Oh, my gosh. I've had 3 or 4 this year.
In higher price ranges, too.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So if you're a buyer, don't get spooked by the mortgage rates.
No.
Call us. If you're thinking about, if you just want a little bit more information about the real estate industry, call us. And by the way, the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by RE/MAX Preferred Group. Chris Beersford's phone number is 513-265-8691. And I throw that out there because I have a lot of realtor friends who tune in, and you may be getting a little disgruntled where you're at. And if you're thinking about a change and you want to go to the best company, you want to make more money and have the full support of a class act brokerage, because the director of agent, what's your title?
Director of Agent Development.
Development. Mm-hmm. That means you take care of all the continuing ed, you take care of
all of the training, getting agents launched and taking their business to the next level.
Helping them mm-hmm. achieve what they want to do. And that's all part of the they don't have to pay you extra for that.
No, sir.
That's
the brokerage.
Try and get that at those alphabet companies out there. You're not going to get that kind of support.
No, you're not.
We had our mastermind group, and we had the captains of our ship, Chris and Miles, sitting there at our table for an hour
sir.
And a half.
Yes.
Ask them anything, and they'll mm-hmm. share from the heart. And by the way, Chris and Miles are both very, very active with our board of realtors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's very important. Let's talk a little bit about having fun and doing some safe things on Halloween. Like, you had 10. Did you mm-hmm. ever have all 10 of them going out trick-or-treating at the same time?
No, there was a few years in between each of them.
Let's hope so.
Right.
You didn't have any twins?
No.
No twins, no triplets?
No triplets.
All one at a time.
All one at a time. And I had to catch my breath in between them. So.
And you kept the business going.
Mm-hmm.
You owned a house, got them to school, got them to all their...
Yeah, athletics, yes. Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Girl Scouts, I volunteered a lot too. So.
How did you have time to do all that? You're just not normal.
Right.
So we got this from our friends from Pillar to Post that came across. Tips for a hauntingly fun and safe Halloween. You want to keep your pathways and porches well lighted for easy navigation.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. You may think that it's fun to have it really, really dark, but, you know, that's not a safe thing. And the musical insurance guy will tell you, if somebody trips and falls, you better have some good liability insurance.
Right.
Yeah. Never use candles as outdoor decorations. Well, that makes sense.
Right.
Wind's going to blow them out anyway. Mm-hmm. But you can go and get those little LED flickering things. They look mm-hmm. like candles. And
look like a flame.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pop them in a little thing, and there you go. And if you're sending little ones out, make sure they all have a flashlight.
Yes. And that's fun for them, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. For sure. Be sure any costumes are labeled flame resistant. I don't think you can buy any costumes today unless you make them at home.
Correct. Yep.
Some people make them at home. You want to make sure you make them with flame resistant articles. And make sure that the mask fits properly so the child can see.
Right.
You don't want them walking around running into each other, running into cars and whatnot.
They might do that anyway without a mask. But yeah.
And, of course, remains not to be said, you need to examine all those treats that they bring home.
Oh, yes.
You don't want them to be eating stuff that's been opened or not wrapped.
Yeah, tampered with.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So at this time each week, I like to express my gratitude to our troops, veterans, first responders, and all of our heroes. That is our nurses and doctors, nurses' aides, the healthcare and EMT staff, our police and firefighters. Too often they deal with life and death situations. So let's thank them and keep them in our thoughts and prayers. And I know Tuesday night, Halloween night, they're going to be double, triple forced out there watching after our little kiddos out there trick-or-treating. So give them a big, big hug, pick up their tab, thank them, shake their hand just from afar, give them the thank you sign, and they'll be happy. So we're going to go to our first break. Did we have any winners? We did. All right. Cool, cool beans. Jackie Rigner, guest, and Martha Meacham, guest. The first one was Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and the second one was The Twilight Zone with Rod Sterling. Good job, guys. You're paying attention. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. We'll be back, and we're going to talk about, can I save money buying a haunted house?
Ooh.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO, 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
Losing the blues.
If you're an experienced real estate agent in Greater Cincinnati, or your current situation leaves you wanting a more fulfilling career, consider joining the RE/MAX Preferred Group. RE/MAX is the most recognized brand in the world, and RE/MAX Preferred Group delivers the experience of 25 years as a tri-state brokerage. Independently owned and operated, it's a big company with a family-friendly attitude. Licensed in Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, RE/MAX Preferred Group associates receive continuous training and education, supported by the very best in marketing and technology. If you're searching for a long-term, highly respected brokerage, RE/MAX Preferred Group has 6 offices strategically located in Southwest Ohio. Call Chris Beresford at 513-265-8691. That's 513-265-8691.
Kick off the holiday season with a Motown Christmas. Featuring past and present members of The Temptations, The Miracles, and The Contours. A Motown Christmas, Friday, November 17th at the Sorg Opera House, Middletown, Ohio. Tickets at cincytickets.com, the Sorg box office, or by calling 513-428-5529. A Motown Christmas presented by BPE Productions.
Chesterwood Advanced Therapy Center and the Dave Parker 39 Foundation will host a Parkinson's educational event Saturday, November 4th from 1 until 3 at their Westchester campus on Tylersville Road. The conference will provide education and information about Parkinson's for caregivers and patients. Featured speakers include Dr. Andrew Duker from the University of Cincinnati's Gardner Neuroscience Institute, Mike Gelfgott, Chief Operating Officer of Active Body and Brain, Christopher Gaffney, Executive Director, Parkinson's Support and Wellness, and Carolyn Kroger, Physical Therapist, Chesterwood Advanced Therapy Center. That's Saturday, November 4th, for the Chesterwood Advanced Therapy Center and the Dave Parker 39 Foundation's Parkinson's Educational Event. Reservations are suggested at 513-748-2683. That's 513-748-2683.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted, broken, or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get on. Let's rock the house.
Thanks for listening and watching on Facebook and LinkedIn. We are back up on Facebook, by the way. My name is Gary Rosignol, Certified Residential Specialist with RE/MAX Preferred Group. And this is, he didn't call in, did he? Okay. This is the captain of our ship. This is what we call a moment with Miles.
Hey, Gary, rock and roll, my friend.
Yes, sir.
USA Today ran this story on Tuesday. Farewell flip-flops, Hello, Pumpkin Spice. The autumn equinox marks the end of summer, but is it the start of fall or autumn? Hmm. Both autumn and fall originated from Britain, according to Merriam-Webster. After many poets began using the phrase, the fall of the leaves, the word itself became associated with the season during the 1600s. As the English Empire grew during this time period, so did its language. Eventually, the word fall made its way to the New World. The word autumn immigrated to America and simply changed to fall, like many other words that got mixed during the travel and independence of the U.S. Which term is used largely depends on whether the person is speaking British English or American English. While both are used throughout the United States, fall has become the more popular term. From the 1800s to the present, autumn has been more popular in Britain, and the opposite can be said for America. And that's this morning's Moment with Miles.
Thank you, Miles. We really appreciate you calling in each week. And he must be out in the hills.
Out in the woods.
Out in the woods, yeah. They don't always get the cell phone service, so he couldn't call him. But that one, that's an oldie but a goodie, mm-hmm. from the captain of our ship, Mr. Miles Beersford, along with his lovely wife, Christine. They are the owners of RE/MAX Preferred Group, which, by the way, is the largest RE/MAX brokerage in the entire state of Ohio,
mm-hmm.
winning awards nationally.
Yes, which, for 25 years.
Right. I'm really happy and proud to be part of that group. So later on the show, we're going to have a visit with Bill Kerrigan of the Dragonfly Foundation. Next week, my guest is, and this is going to be fun, Paul Redwine. He's the boss hog with Flying Pig Pest Control.
Okay.
The best bug guy out there.
All right.
He knows his bugs. And we'll talk bugs next week. Spooky pumpkins this week and bugs next week. All right. So, Lynn, something I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Can I save money buying a haunted house? Are there haunted houses out there?
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Have you ever sold in a haunted house?
I've not sold one, but I'm pretty sure I've been in a few.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah. So, houses known as haunted houses, basically they're stigmatized properties.
Oh, yes.
So, being stigmatized means that something probably not physically or structurally wrong with the house, but it comes with baggage.
Mm-hmm. Or history.
Bad history.
Yes.
Right. So if you're not afraid of that kind of thing, some people believe in ghosts,
mm-hmm.
and others don't. They say, no way, it's not going to happen. I had a home on the west side of town, and they decorated in a lot of Gothic stuff, and she was from the old Catholic religion, the Latin. She had a special room with this gruesome crucifix that she used for prayer room. And I told her and her son, older teenage son, we need to remove that. It's too gruesome to show the house with that. And he says, we can't take it out.
Can't take it out.
I says, why? He says, there's a horrible odor in the room when we try and take it down. I says, you're kidding.
Interesting.
He said, no. He says, there's spirits in here. Okay. So what do you do?
Yeah.
If you're not faint of heart and you want to invest in a haunted house, I'd say, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some there are a few rules with buying a haunted house.
Rules?
As far as disclosure rules,
okay.
A couple of states that you find it here.
I saw that.
Oh, yeah. In the state of New York, sellers must inform buyers if sellers have built up the haunted reputation of a property.
Okay.
So in New York, they got to disclose it. New Jersey, if a buyer asks if a home is haunted, seller must respond truthfully.
Okay.
Massachusetts, paranormal activity is a factor that does not need to be disclosed.
Ooh.
and Minnesota, paranormal activity does not need to be disclosed. In Ohio, we don't address it one way or the other.
Okay.
So you're really kind of on your own. You want to ask around, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Or it might be some sort of inspection that you do in the buying process.
Mm-hmm. Call Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
There are some national haunted houses which have made the National Registry.
I actually saw an episode on the scariest places in the United States on the History Channel.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. And they weren't all haunted houses. There was an old prison that was haunted,
mm-hmm.
that they had on there. So a ship, too. An old decommissioned Navy ship.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, the Joshua B. and Sarah Moore House, which is on the National Registry. That's a Victorian home. Where is that located at? I don't know. There's the Winchester Mystery House, which is in San Jose, California. It's on the National Registry of Historic Places. And it has a story about it.
That one first house you mentioned is in Iowa.
In Iowa?
Yeah, okay. Which I'm not surprised with all those cornfields.
So we got Iowa, we got San Jose, California, and the Nevada Governor's Mansion. Well, we know that's in
Nevada.
And it's on the National Registry for Haunted Houses. It has a story about it. But we have our own haunted house right here in Cincinnati.
Yes, a big one.
Big one, yeah. I took the haunted house tour.
Okay.
It's about 8 or 9 years ago. Okay. A group of us from the band, we decided to go, and it was about a 2.5-3 hour tour.
Wow.
Through our own Cincinnati Music Hall.
Okay.
And you have some behind the scenes information about that.
Well, I attended the Creative and Performing Arts School here in downtown, and we would work at Music Hall for some of our mm-hmm. performances. And the older classmates would always warn us of the hauntings at Music Hall, the ghosts that were there.
And you may say that's a bunch of rubbish, but it is true. Google it. There's a lot of stories about Cincinnati Music Hall being haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Our one conductor, he used to like to go in the evenings after everybody's gone and work on some compositions. And he saw things moving, and he welcomed the guests that mm-hmm. came in the night.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the story behind that is it was built on, it wasn't called a graveyard. A graveyard is different than a cemetery. A cemetery is its own entity, could be of a particular religious, but a graveyard itself is attached to a church.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big difference there. But this was a burial ground for indigent people back in the Civil War days. They just dumped them in this place, and then they built Music Hall on top of that. And so the spirits of those people are alive and well. Believe it or not, folks, but there is a haunted house tour at Music Hall, and you want to check it out if you're not doing anything else. Let's see here. Oh, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but being in the music industry, I've been in a lot of different theaters, and music theaters, they have a light, they call it the ghost light,
mm-hmm.
which after the show is done, the stage goes dark, this light gets, and being in
theater,
performing
mm-hmm.
arts, yeah, it illuminates all night long.
Yes.
On the stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the ghost light. It's there to a couple reasons, but there are some superstitious reasons for that. Tune in on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock for John Englehart and Soda Shop Sunday right here on WDJO. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by RE/MAX Preferred Group. Call Chris Beersford at 513-265-8691. Just sit down and chat with her about what we at RE/MAX have to offer that you're probably never will get at where you're working. And you'll find out that it's not work, but it's an avocation. So don't touch that dial. Coming up next is my music history. And then what is the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard? We'll talk about that right after these messages. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO, 1480 AM now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
Have you been thinking about selling your house or maybe thinking about downsizing and the process just seems overwhelming? Either way, we've got the answers. Gary Rosignol, real estate pro at RE/MAX Preferred Group and host of the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour, has put his vast real estate knowledge to work for people like you. He can help you put together a plan for selling your home or finding a new place to settle down. And why is now the best time to make your move? Rent prices are always going up, so buying a home is your best option. Let Gary walk you through the process. Call him today at 513-777-2402. That's 513-777-2402 to get started. He's licensed in Ohio and Kentucky, so he can help you out no matter where you live. Coming to Cincinnati, singer-songwriter A.J. Croce, performing Croce Plays Croce, a tribute to Jim Croce, live at the Taft Theater on November 9th. Hear songs from Jim Croce's legendary albums, performed by his son. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and at the Taft Theater box office.
Guys, are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars for your ED medications? Hi, I'm Dan Beebe, owner of Save Discount Drugs in Covington, and we are excited to offer generic alternatives to Viagra and Cialis for as little as $5 per dose. Give us a call at 859-431-2857 to find out more. Save Discount Drugs can help you in other ways, too. If you are uninsured or have high deductible insurance, Save Discount Drugs offers everyday low pricing on all of our medications, not just a few that are on the list. We even offer select antibiotics for just $1. So call us at 859-431-2857 to see how you can save time and money at Save Discount Drugs. We have free parking behind the store with a convenient back entrance. Save Discount Drugs is located four doors north of the Madison Theater at 716 Madison Avenue in downtown Covington. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857, or check us out online at savediscountdrugs.com.
You never think much about your roof until that puddle in your living room grabs your attention. No need to panic or make a hasty decision by hiring a company that was hanging windows yesterday. Call the roofing experts at Scott Marlowe Roofing at 859-743-1311. Scott Marlowe Roofing has been serving the Tri-State for over 30 years. Whether it's storm damage or effects of Father Time, Scott Marlowe Roofing can remove the old roof and replace it with a variety of roofing options at a fair, reasonable price. Don't wait for the puddle to make the right move. Call Scott Marlowe Roofing today at 859-743-1311. That's 859-743-1311 for a no-cost evaluation.
Isn't it time to bring some magic into the real world? Where knights ride in shining armor and pirates always have a bag of loot. Where everyone is welcome for a toast. Where wonder and fantasy awaits you round every corner. Discover it all at the Ohio Renaissance Festival. Visit RenFestival.com for info and tickets.
It's time for Gary's Halloween music history. On Halloween Day in 1963, the Beatles returned to London from Sweden and were greeted by hundreds of screaming fans and mob of photographers and journalists. American television host Ed Sullivan was at Heathrow as the Beatles arrived, and he was struck by the sight of Beatlemania in full swing. He decided then to look into getting this group to appear on his television show. And history was made at that time. On Halloween Day in 1964, the Supremes started a four-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Baby Love, the group's second of five consecutive U.S. number ones. The group were formerly known as the five-piece group called the Primettes. Didn't know that.
Either.
On Halloween in 1967, Rolling Stone Brian Jones was released from Wormwood Scrubs prison on $900 bail pending appeal. Jones had been found guilty of possession of cannabis. Shame on him. Seven Stones fans were arrested and charged with obstructing the police after demonstrating outside the prison gates. And on Halloween in 1969, David Bowie appeared Halloween night at the General Gordon, England. The gig lasted about 15 minutes after Bowie sang Space Oddity to everyone's delight. And then he dragged a stool on stage along with a huge book. He sat and read poems and was booed off the stage. I guess. On Halloween in 1974, Led Zeppelin held the UK launch of their new record label, Swan Song, at Chesshurst Caves, Kent, England, on Halloween night. Drinks were served by women dressed like nuns. A lady lay in a coffin covered in jelly. The male wrestlers cavorted in recesses of the caves. Label mates Bad Company and Pretty Things and Maggie Bell were also attended. The launch also tied in with the releases of Pretty Things' new album, Silk Torpedo. The label was named after an unreleased Zeppelin instrumental track. Swan Song, I didn't know that. I have to look that song up. On Halloween 1996, Slash announced his departure from Guns N' Roses. While he returned to his post exactly two decades later, the legendary guitarist stayed busy during his hiatus, co-founding the supergroup Velvet Revolver with Scott Whelan, Duff McKagan, Matt Sorum, and Dave Kushner, and released several solo albums. Plus, I don't know if you've seen it, but he appears in a Capital One commercial.
I have not seen that. Oh, yes, I have. Yes, yeah. I have. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On Halloween in 1998, chart history was made when the top five singles chart was made up entirely of new entries. Alanis Morissette went to number five, Culture Club number four, U2 at number three, George Michael at number two, and Cher with Believe at number one. It made Cher, who is 52, the first female artist to have a number one single over the age of 50. The song was a number one in 23 countries. You go, lady.
Right. She's still going.
Yes, she is. And born on Halloween back in 1937, you probably never heard of him, Tom Paxton. He's an American folk singer, songwriter, who has had a music career spanning more than 50 years. In 2009, Paxton received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. He is noteworthy as music educator as well as an advocate for folk singers to combine traditional songs with new compositions. His songs have been recorded by many artists, including Bob Dylan, Sandy Denny, Joan Baez, The Seekers, Harry Belafonte, King's Trio, John Denver, Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner, Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson, and this super folk group, Peter, Paul, and Mary. So there you go. I hope these music notes brought you as much fun as I had while researching them for you. I'm called the Rock and Roll Realtor because I play with the greatest classic rock band in Cincinnati. We are called Bluestone Ivory. Just go to bluestoneivory.com for our full schedule. And stay tuned, folks. I'm going to have a major announcement come Monday or Tuesday.
Wow. Okay.
I can't say right now, but we're so excited. I'm busting at the seams. So go to bluestoneivory.com by next Wednesday and you'll see. And you're going to be able to bring in the new year with a lot of fun.
Okay.
Oops, I slipped.
You did.
Oh, well. But I also play with the Westchester Symphony. At the end of the show, I'll play a little piece from our concert we had this past Thursday. And you can also catch the Westchester Symphony for our holiday concert at the Westchester Nazarene Church on December the 5th. We'll be with the Lakota East High School choirs. And, of course, our annual Christmas show for the Dragonfly Foundation with members of the North Cincinnati Youth Orchestra will be right here on WDJO on December the 23rd. I believe that'll be hosted or sponsored by Remax Refer Group as well. So okay. We're going to have a lot of fun yet this year.
Good.
We kind of touched on this. What's the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard? Well, two words are often interchangeable, though graveyard is more often used for smaller plots such as those located alongside a church.
Mm-hmm.
You see those in all the spooky Halloween shows with the picket fence wrapped around is falling apart and you know, woo, and there's usually a little church alongside there.
Mm-hmm.
However, a cemetery is more commonly used due to avoiding the word grave. And it's also its own entity. It's not tied into any particular church, but they could be some religious connotations with mm-hmm. with those different cemeteries. And they offer many various types of burial services. If you want to have some fun this weekend and through Halloween, board the USS Nightmare, if you dare.
I've never been.
Yeah. That's in Newport. Mm-hmm. Look it up, USS Nightmare. It's it stems from a there was USS Mitchell built in 1934 by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. They had 112 crew members, and there was a lot of deaths, and it's called the Mitchell Massacre. Anyhow, they're celebrating that. Grab a table at Ghost Baby Speakeasy, which is in Over the Rhine. See a horror movie at the Esquire Theater.
Oh, yes.
I haven't heard Esquire Theater in a long time, but neither they do some of those mm-hmm. theme things. Yeah, look them up and see. They've got, let's see, the original Halloween movie from 1978.
Oh.
And Killers of the Flower Moon. Mm-hmm. And Anatomy of a Fall.
Okay.
So that's going to be fun time. And you can also visit Cincinnati's Scariest Haunted House. And that's our own right here. It's called the Dent Schoolhouse.
Mm, yes, that's been around for a while.
It's one of the top 10 in the nation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Dent Schoolhouse. Telling the story of a murderous janitor and his killer facility that now haunt this schoolhouse. Whoa, that sounds scary just to talk about it. We'll have to check that out. So I'd like to thank our friend Sean Dennehy for posting this. It's some of this pretty much common sense thing. Now, you and I are both out there showing houses. What's something this time of year that we see and we just dying to go and unscrew that hose from the hose bib? Right?
Oh, yes.
But we dare not.
No, but we know what that's going to lead to.
We need to call the listing agent and say, oh, by the way, your seller, you know, we're going to get freezing weather this weekend. Mm-hmm. You need to unscrew that garden hose from the hose bib. Even though, ladies and gentlemen, even though if it's a frost-free hose bib, that doesn't mean it's going to be freeze free if you leave the hose tied hooked up to it.
Right.
Check your smoke detectors. Make mm-hmm. sure that they're working.
Mm-hmm.
How many houses do you look at and you look up and you see that little outline?
Or you walk in and you hear it beeping.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Just it drives you crazy.
Uh-huh.
They just kind of tune it out because they get used to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're going to burn a fire this holiday season. Now's the time to call and get a chimney sweep to clean it out.
Yes.
Clean and check your furnace. I had the folks from ACT, Al's Comfort Technology, in here last week. The number one problem is?
Yep. Lack of maintenance.
Maintenance, yeah. Change your filter.
Yep.
And
adjust your humidifier.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into the winter months, you might want to bump that up a little bit. One last thing is I wanted to touch on is cyber attacks. There's over 200,000. The average cost of a cyber attack is $200,000.
Wow.
Change your passwords.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes just need to reboot your system. But if that little blue screen comes up, says your device ran into a problem, you need to call us at no.
And don't click here.
And don't click here, right. Do not open that website because then they got you.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. So there you go. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by RE/MAX Preferred Group, Chris Spearsford at 513-265-8691. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate business, full-time, part-time, whatever time you have, if you are in the business, if you're a veteran, if you've been around for a couple of years and you think the grass is greener on the other side, it might be at RE/MAX. So give Chris a call this week. Stop by and visit us. You're going to get Leanne to guide you through the whole processes. A lot of great information, a lot of great educational processes, and I sit on a lot of them. I've been around a while.
Let me add, we will help you study and pass the test, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Good point. Good point. So stay with us. We're going to have a visit with Bill Kerrigan of the Dragonfly Foundation next. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO, 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
If you're an experienced real estate agent in Greater Cincinnati, or your current situation leaves you wanting a more fulfilling career, consider joining the RE/MAX Preferred Group. RE/MAX is the most recognized brand in the world, and RE/MAX Preferred Group delivers the experience of 25 years as a tri-state brokerage. Independently owned and operated, it's a big company with a family-friendly attitude. Licensed in Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, RE/MAX Preferred Group associates receive continuous training and education, supported by the very best in marketing and technology. If you're searching for a long-term, highly respected brokerage, RE/MAX Preferred Group has 6 offices strategically located in Southwest Ohio. Call Chris Beresford at 513-265-8691. That's 513-265-8691.
This fall, you do not want to miss Brimstone Haunt. Experience the terror of the haunted hayride. Explore the forgotten forest and plunge into the depths of psychosis. Can you handle the fear? Brimstone Haunt, where nightmares become reality. Get your tickets now at brimstonehaunt.com.
Get ready, Tri-State, for Cincinnati's premier sports cards and autograph show coming to the Duke Energy Center Friday and Saturday, November 10th and 11th. If you collect or invest in sports cards or sports memorabilia, or if you're an autograph collector, then this show is perfect for you. In addition to the 130 tables of the Tri-State's leading sports card dealers, many of your favorite area sports stars will be there for autographs, including current and former Bengals, Cam Taylor-Britt, Tyler Boyd, Mike Hilton, Chidobe Awuzie, Vontaze Burfict, Pac-Man Jones, Hall of Famer Dick LeBeau, Icky Woods, and more. Current and former Reds, Christian Encarnacion Strand, Andrew Abbott, Ron Oster, Joe Oliver, Todd Benzinger, and Tommy Helms. And from the 2023 Supporters Shield winners, FC Cincinnati, Luciano Acosta, and Brandon Vasquez. Plus, come meet the local mascots from the Reds, Bengals, and FC Cincinnati. So mark your calendar for November 10th and 11th for Cincinnati's premier sports card and autograph show. For more information and show updates, go to the website wildersideofsports.com.
When you need the expertise of a top-notch plumbing company, it's Zins Plumbing you ought to call. Oh, they may be at the bottom of the alphabetical listing, but the service and pricing of Zins Plumbing puts them at the head of the class. They don't keep you waiting for hours on end on appointment calls. Zins Plumbing works within a 2-hour time frame, so you don't waste your time waiting for a service technician. And when a Zins plumber comes to solve your problem, you can feel confident the job will be done right. With Zins Plumbing, you'll always know what the cost will be before they start. They bill on a flat rate basis instead of an inefficient hourly billing system. Zins state-of-the-art trucks carry thousands of parts to complete your job with no needless delays. Well-trained professional plumbing technicians and courteous customer service are the hallmark of Zins Plumbing. It's a local family business proudly serving Greater Cincinnati since 1976. They can probably schedule your appointment today. Give Zins Plumbing a call at 681-2501. 681-2501. Zins Plumbing.
Let's rock your house.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour with yours truly, Gary Rosignol. I am your senior real estate specialist with RE/MAX Refer Group. If you are a senior, call and ask how I can help. My number is 513-777-2402. The Dragonfly Foundation supports pediatric cancer families and patients by an amazing feat. They built a network that connects Dragonfly families to each other and our community, and they provide programs to enhance their quality of life. These programs are in partner with the greatest children's hospital in the country, that is our very own Cincinnati Children's Hospital. This gentleman, gracious enough to call in on my show each week, he is a board of director member at the Dragonfly Foundation, and he has been their number one cheerleader and their fan for many years. This is my friend, Mr. Bill Kerrigan. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So what can we do to help you with your help, with your adventures with the Dragonfly Foundation?
Well, I would say that the number one thing I would ask all your listeners to do and your guests is to visit our website, which is www.dragonfly.org, and educate yourselves on what it is that we do, which is serving families in every way that we possibly can who are battling pediatric cancer. As you know, Gary, families come from all over the world, literally, and certainly all over North America for specialized treatment at Cincinnati Children's. So these families have been uprooted from their homes. They come to a place where they don't have a support network, and that's where we plug in. So educate yourself on the mission first, and visit the events page, because you're going to see throughout the year there are numerous great events that we hold, not only for our families, but for volunteers and the community, to come together and rally around these families and give them some sort of normalcy. Probably the easiest couple of things that you can do is, if you want to help us with our fundraising efforts, is number one is Kroger Community Rewards. Just about everybody in this region shops at Kroger once or twice a year. And if you just link your Rewards Plus card, go to Kroger Community Rewards, select the Dragonfly Foundation so that your Rewards Plus card is linked to us every time that you spend at Kroger. And while you're at Kroger, before you check out, pick up a gift card for a Dragonfly family, and you get extra fuel points for doing that, and you make a small donation to Dragonfly. So that's just a really easy way for the public to get involved and to help us with our mission. The other thing is just what I mentioned earlier, which is be aware of our events throughout the year, and you don't have to come to them all, come to one or two a year. And, you know, for example, this weekend, the Halloween Spectacular, you're going to go to Hickory Ridge Lane in Loveland. You're going to drive through a really cool neighborhood. You'll have the opportunity to make a small donation to Dragonfly and have a little family fun while you're out there. And that's just one example.
That's October. That's tonight.
You bet.
Tonight through the very first. Yeah, you can go any night. You know, Bill, I got on your www.dragonfly.org website, and on the front page it has that you service 7,293 patients, families, and siblings over the past 12 years. That's over 600 per year. That's a lot.
It's really pretty incredible, Gary, in that, you know, and the thing is, we add to it each week. Every single week, Cincinnati Children's are taking in new families. And as soon as they get there, and as soon as they get their child into treatment, we're going to reach out to that family first with a complimentary big blue bag with everything you never thought of even needing for a hospital stay. So we're going to give you something to just make your life a little bit simpler in the first week at Cincinnati Children's. And then we're going to plug you into our events and all the opportunities to, you know, to bring some strength and joy and comfort and hope to those families. Because, Gary, you know, it's the whole family that's impacted. It's not just the patient. It's the patient's siblings. It's their parents. It's their grandparents. A pediatric cancer diagnosis is a shock to the system for anybody. I don't care what you've been through in your life. Pediatric cancer is a scary thing, and we're there to wrap our arms around that family and make it as comfortable and as doable as possible.
If you want to help the Dragonfly Foundation, just text the word WINGS15, W-I-N-G-S-1-5, to 71777, and just donate $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever makes you feel good about helping the Dragonfly Foundation. We're just about out of time for today. I'd like to thank all those who listened and watched on Facebook and LinkedIn and also on X. I'd also like to thank my lovely co-host, Leanne Sokolas with RE/MAX Referred Group. Thanks for coming down today.
Thanks for having me.
You made the show that much better.
Awesome.
If you inherited a property and you don't need it, or if you own a piece of property and you don't want it, just call me at 513-777-2402. You'll find me online at rockandrollgary.realtor. Always, always, always hug your kids, call your parents and siblings regularly, kiss your spouse every day, and stay safe. And stay tuned for Wesley Adams on the Car Tech Show coming up next. And this little piece is from our Thursday night's concert of the Westchester Symphony Orchestra. This is with the Plains Junior School Choir. It's called Adams Family. Trick or treat, everybody.
Thanks for another great show, and if you have any real estate questions, just call me at 513-777-2402 or go to rockandrollrealestateagent.com. Thanks to all my sponsors who make this show possible, as well as Chris and Miles Beersford, brokers of RE/MAX Referred Group. A special thanks to WDJO station manager Gary Stevens and my producer, Dan Gettelfinger. I would also like to shout out to all my clients, friends, family, fans of Blue Sun Ivory, the Dragonfly Foundation, and especially my wife, Mary Jo. Until next week, keep knocking on my rockin' houses. So long for now.